Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lynn Nelson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Herman Fink. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Fink. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Finney for the double play. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber strikes out. Berg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Werber out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into right field. Moses catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Moses. Markham moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Peters. Kramer goes all the way around to score. Chapman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Werber reaches second base with a double. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conroy strikes out. One out. Herman Finck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finck is 0 for 1 in the game. Finck strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Finney. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Werber is hit by the pitch. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Markham hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Nelson reaches third base with a triple. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nelson scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Herman Finck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finck is 0 for 2 in the game. Finck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 3 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Conroy and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Nelson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fink hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ambler hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Markham takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-4 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. Cronin bunts towards the mound. Fink fields it and throws to third for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Peters. Chapman scores. Cronin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-4 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Houston pinch runs for Rusty Peters. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Conroy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Herman Fink. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.